Es mol heilig auf Teisvis und darf ich auf Tess am Adalif. And then to go further in the Sugya and darf ich auf Tess am Adbeis. Let us just see the middle of Teisvis. Teisvis a maskel v'havi shoyel alayu. So Teisvis says, Rabbeinu Chananel v'alochis g'doylis posku d'aloche k'Rav Yosef. They said we paskin like Rav Yosef. Mehi the ain bein hamuda, the kama omar zo loy avedosoi. It says that he's marzo by hamuda, no, he's marzo loy avedosoi. So there's a machloikis. Chad omar davke mader lamuda. The mader is permitted to be marzo the aveda of the muda to the muda. Because he's not being mahana him in anything. He's not having him hanoah from the nichsei hamadir. He's just giving him back his own chayfetz that was never. So, that is mutter. The yisro was that the mutter can have hanoah mi nichsei hamadir. So madir lemutter is mutter. Avo mutter lemadir loy. But the muda, the one who's muda hano from the mother, is not permitted to be marzer, the aveda of the mother to him. Vishim de kamasani prute de Rav Yosef. Because the muda, by returning the aveda of the mother to him, so he's deriving benefit minichsei hamadar, because in Bishas he's being misasik with the aveda of the mother, he's patering himself from giving a pruta to another man, so he's deriving benefit. Aval muda la mother loy mishim de kamasani pruta de Rav Yosef. V'chad omar pruta de Rav Yosef loy shriche. And mama de yoma says no, that Pruta de Rav Yosef is not Shriach, that there should be an Issel for the mother to be, for the mother to be Marzer to the mother. Shma mino de Kulu Islu de Rav Yosef. So Tosfos understood that everyone holds there's such a concept of Pruta de Rav Yosef. Everyone holds that is a shame of Sochel. The Shaila is, when it comes to the din, that the mother is not permitted to have anor from the nichsei amader, then we can say as for him, that Pruta de Rav Yosef loy shriche, it's not shriach. That means even though he's a shame of Sochel, but there's no Issel, even though he's a Shema Socha because of Pruta de Rav Yosef, but Al Kaponim, there's no Issel of Mudar Hano. And we mentioned last week that Dvar Yaakov brings down two Mahalchim. One Mahalach he brings down from the Chasam Sofer B'Shem the Ritve, that even though there is definitely some benefit that the Oisik Ba'aveda is deriving from the Aveda, and therefore that makes him a Shema Socha, Afal Pikein, Lagavi De Issa of Mudarano, we say, the mother did not have an intent to asa such a hano, which is loy shriche. That means we have to know what hano is the mother asa. So since this is a loy shriche, they can know. So when we come to hilchish shaimrim, there is some sort of a benefit which gives them a din of a shaimer socha. Apolagabi, the isa mutar hano, we say the mother never meant to asa such a hano, since in Yisod it's loy shriche. That's one mahalach. Aber al kaponim, everyone agrees that he's a shem asocha. Everyone agrees that mishum puta the Rav Yosef is a shem asocha. The shail is if it's muta laharze aveda. So we see we don't paskin like Rabbi. Last week we mentioned why doesn't Rabbi hold the concept of puta the Rav Yosef? So the Dvayakiv says that Rabba holds that when he's Isaac in the Aveda, if an Oraman comes, he can be mafsik the Isaskis and give the Oraman and go back to the Isaskis. There's no din he has to continue to being Isaac in the Aveda. So Memele, he's never potter mi bruta de Rav Yosef. He could be mafsik in the middle of the Isaskis. So, according to Rabbah, there is no such concept of Pruta de Rav Yosef. And the Gemara seems to say there is a concept of Pruta de Rav Yosef. I saw another Mahalach today from the Nachlas Moshe. The Nachlas Moshe wants to say Tosfos held that Rabbah held is not deriving anything from the Aveda. It's a mavriach ari, that means the Oraman can't come and ask money from him. So by being oisik, in the aveda, the Oraman doesn't come. It's not considered that I'm getting something. It's considering that because of him oisik in the aveda, I don't have to give the Oraman, which is called a mavriach ari, which is not considered I'm receiving something positive. So that's how the Rach and the Bahag learn pshat in that Gemara. In the Gemara we see that everyone holds from Rav Yosef, not like Rabbi. So Taisva says, Ve'ein zu raya. That's not pshat. The gam Rabbi moide, the bisho shemisasek baveide, shapota milameisav riftelaniyim. The Loshna Taisva would be mashma, not like the Nachlas Moshe. The shaila is a zipota. That the Taisus and the Havmina held he's not potter because he could be mafsik and give the Oraman. Taisus says no. Bishas he's being oisik in the Aveda and the Oraman comes. He is potter. There's a cloud oisik be mitzvah. Is potter min a mitzvah. If it's a yevshel lekayim shneim. And now that I'm oisik be mitzvah, I'm not mechuyiv to be mafsik. So everyone holds that he's potter to give the Oraman. The Gamrabe moide de bishosh mesasik baveide she potter melameisav rifta laniv. Ela de sphere lay, he doesn't become a shema socham to loy shchiche she yovei oni bishosh mesasik bo litzercho. Rabbe holds that is true. If an Oraman would come, if an Oni would come, and this man, when he's misasik in the Aveda, he's menayer the Aveda, sheteich the Aveda, then these few minutes an Oni would come, he doesn't have to give him a prute, because he's oisik b'mitzvah. But Rabbah holds that's a milse de lo ishchiche, that in that split second, how long does the Hisaskis take? So in the few minutes that he's Isaac in the Aveda, we don't have to declare that an Oraman could have then come and he's deriving benefit from the Aveda. So that means, in other words, that Rabbah holds like the Mandiyomar in the Dorim, that Marzalei Avedose, because it's a milsa de lo ishchiche. And it's just like it's lo ishchiche, so that's why there's no iser of mudarano, it's lo ishchiche, also to give Madina v'shei masocha, that means the benefits that he may derive from the Aveda are so slim, it's not considered a payment to make him for a shema socha. Ve'ein tzvore shi shema socha ba'avur ze, given the lo yishriach. That's the tzvore of Rabbah. So just like this, a svara mutar hanos mutar, so Rabba holds because of that svara, he doesn't become a shamer socher, because the benefits that he's deriving are very slim and very low shriach, so that does not make him for a shamer socher. So Taisva says, how do I know that he's only potter b'shasis misasik? So Taisva says the b'shosha aveda b'beise b'ene misasik bo pshite dafla rab yosef ene potem l'mareisev rifta l'oni. Stamazay, he has an aveda in his house and he's being mekayim a mitzvah, but he is not being oisik b'mitzvah. So then, afilu Rabbi Yosef holds is mechuyev to give rifte laoni. Sherei odom shelovush tzitzis v'sheyesh lo yitfilim b'roishoim v'cheyifter mikol ha-mitzvahs. So kochoch, the sole p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah potam in ha-mitzvah is when it's the efshel, the kayim, shnayim. This is Shitas HaToisvus in Babakame. The top door is if the Hisaskis in one mitzvah prevents him from doing the other mitzvah, then there's a Ptur of Isaac B'mitzvah, Potter B'mitzvah. But Samazay is in his house, and that does not prevent him at all from giving a Riftel Anye. So then he's Ichem Achuyiv to give a Riftel Anye, Bein L'Rav Yosef, Bein L'Rav. The sole machloikis between Rabbi Rav Yosef is, do we have to reckon with this milsa de lo ishchicha, which might occur, and he might derive benefit from the aveda, does this give him a din shem mesocher? Do we consider this as a payment to give him the chiyuvim of a shem mesocher? Or since the chances are so slim that he doesn't become a shem mesocher, because of this far-fetched possibility. That's how Taisvus learns Pshat the Machlokes, Rabin Rabbi Yosef. Now, I'd like to just mention a Meirudike Kashe that the Pnei Yeshua asks an Argemore, and we have a whole Gemore that our Gemore has a problem with Rabbi Yosef. Rav Yosef said that Shemer Aveda is a Shemer Socha. So the Gemara has a problem with our Mishnah and Rav Yosef. If a person sold an Aveda, so the Shaila is, what is the din if the money got lost? Rav Tarfon Oymer Yishtamish Behem. Lefikach im ovdu chaybach yusim, since he has a heter shimush, so that's why he's chayiv im ovdu. Rabbi Kiva oimer lo yishtamish bem, lefikach im ovdu ein chaybach yusim. So the Gemara asked, but according to Rabbi Yosef, so why do you need the heter shimush according to Rav Tarfon? In order to be mechayev him an aveide, he's chayev aveide als pruta de Rav Yosef. That's the Gemara's kasha on Rav Yosef. Frekt the Pnei Yeshua, amur de ke kasha. Our Tosfos was just megala to us that the svara of Rav Yosef is that since there's a possibility when he'll be misasik in the aveide, another man might come. So memele, so that's called, he's getting paid for the shmire, and memele, he becomes a shema socha. But when he's not misasik, he's zicha mechuyev to give the oni. So fact of Nei Yeshua, our Mishnah is speaking about a person had a behemoth, he saw he sold the beim and now he has money. So the Gemara declares, what? Is he allowed to use the money? Is he not allowed to use the money? If he lost the money, that's the whole shakla b'tayim the Gemara. In the money, there's no din asik whatsoever. Money, you don't forbid. You don't have to be misasik with a beged, with a behemoth. There's manim, you have to feed the behemoth, you have to be sheitech the beged. So there's a machlokes, Rabban Rav Yosef, in those 5 minutes that he's misasik with a beged, maybe another man might come, and now because he's misasik, be potter to give the anoni a rifter. But by money, he's the zikha no asik whatsoever. So therefore, he's a shemachinim afil according to Rav Yosef. Vektapnei Yeshua, so according to this Tosfos, he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. A mordike kasha the Pnei Yeshua has on our Gemara. The Darkei David wants to say that that's 100% true, but the Emerson, the Shmira of the Abeda starts when he found the behemoth, and he's a shomer to the, either the behemoth is returned or the money is returned when he sold the behemoth. But he becomes a shomer on the behemoth, and he's metapel with the behemoth, and then he sells the behemoth, now he has the money. But it's one long shmira. And since on this shmira he derived some benefit, when it's not two shmiras. It was a shema and the behemah, now that's finished. Now there's money, and the money is a shema chinam, now the behemah was a shema socha. It's one big shmira. He found the behemah, he's mechuyev to return, by shevaisa lo, either return the behemah or the money that he'll get from the behemah, but it's one long shmira. And if he received some monetary benefits from this aveda, that means when the behemah was around, he patted himself from giving another man, so he's a shayma socha on the behemah and on the money, which is a replacement of the behemah. So till he gives back the money, it's one big shmira. It's not two shmiras. It's one big shmira. And since he received a payment for the shmiris, is a shomer socha on the aveda, say when it's in the form of a behemoth, say when it's in the form of money. So mamela, that's why he's still considered a shomer socha, even though now there is no tour of litain rifte la'anya. Okay, let us start the next mishnah and daf chav tesam at beis. Motzo Sforim, if a person found Sforim, Koire Behen Echot L'Shloishim Yoim. So he lands in the Sforim once every 30 days. Vim Einoi Yedei Elikreis. What if he doesn't know how to lane? Goylulam. So then he's Goylul the Sforim. Avolo Yilmoi Behem Betchile. But he should not learn in the Sforim for the first time, if he never learned it as yet, and someone else should not be koire together with him. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, achas l'shloishim yoyim. Why it's koire b'em achas l'shloishim yoyim? Shemisapshim, that the Sforim will become nisapish, they'll get ruined, Sheshoyin Mila Paischam, and if you don't open them up, they'll become nisapish, they'll get ruined. V'chol Sforim Shalem Oyasuyim Glile. So Mamele, that was their Sforim. Is Goylalon Mitchiloson Lesoifam Shikones Bohen Ha'avel. So you Goylal once in 30 days Mitchiloson Lesoifam. I saw a Ha'ore in Mishnah Salevi. He asks as follows. He asks that it seems the Chiyav Glile, we're afraid this forum will become misapish. So you Goylo once in 30 days. How much are you Goylo? Mitchiloson bat Sefer Ashes. You have to be Goylo the whole Sefer. When there's a din Koirei Bohen, so how much do you have to be Koirei? The Rashi doesn't say you have to be koirei mitchilosei matzayif, right? Koirei ben. You make a kriya. Once in 30 days, he makes a kriya. He learns one amud, a gutten tog, and then weitergegangen. So he asks, what's pshat? So he says, maybe you'll say, now there's a difference, when you kaire b'hem, so a kaponim, one amud is open for half an hour, you kaire b'hem. So that already helps for the whole sefer already. If one omad is open now, it helps for the whole sefer. If you're not going to be kaire, so then you have to be goyle metchilose vatsefer. He says, why do you have to be goyle metchilose vatsefer? He says, keep it open for half an hour, finish. So, that's his kasha. Perhaps, it's not such a covet for a sefer to keep it open for a half an hour, to leave a sefer open, stamazay for a half an hour. Could be that that's not the covet of a sefer. So maybe that's why. See if you're kairaben, memela. So, yeah, I'm kairaben. I'm not leaving it open, stamazay. But stamazay to leave it open for half an hour and go away and come back in half an hour, could be that's not a covet for the sefer. Talk upon him, that is his ha'orah. There's a lotion of the zadiq of the rishash, so the rishash says, we're talking about limud and kriya. La yilmaid behem betchile, that means if he wants to be ma'ayin, to understand, that's called limud. So, la yilmud ben betchil, if he never learned it, that means, he found the Megillah, he found the Daniel. So, now he never learned Daniel, so he's gonna start learning Daniel, figuring it out. What it means, it's, la yilmud ben betchil, he shouldn't do such a thing. The lotion of the Rishash is, Leilmet ben betchila v'layikra achimai. Nirali dekriya haino b'loy iyon. Just to say the words, v'limut u b'iyon, sheyoven heite ma'ashe koire. Ukriya ba'alma muta af betchila. That means if he never learned Daniel, but he's just gonna say the words, so memele, so this will be muta betchila. So that's the Loshon HaMishneh. That brings down from the Ramban that it says that Kairi Behem Echad L'Shloishim Yoyim. So the Mekki Yosef says, Hani mili b'sefer teire neviyim uksubim. Shemi shelomad behem kva, a person learned it already, dailoi b'kriye ba'alme. So it's enough kriye. So it's kriye behem. Umi shelomim b'ben l'chatchilet zoich l'troyach Yosef. So that's v'aydei tirchai heim miskalkalim. So Mamela Fakat, it seems taka like the Rishash, La Yilmud Ben Betchila, because if he's gonna start learning, it's going to be in the skalkal. If he learned it already, Misha Loimit Ben Kwa, he learned it already, Dai Loi Bekriya Balma, so it's sufficient to be Kaya. Avol Akshav, Shanogu Lichtoiv HaGemore. He says, but Bismaneno, now we have Gemore is also written, Umi shelomad pirkei kuf pa'amim, a person learned a Gemara 100 times, and he starts learning it over 101 times, tzorech iyun godel kebatchila. The 101st time it doesn't go gishmir. He has a lot of kashis when he starts learning the 101st time. Va'adarabe. Kol mishu yoise boke tzachin yoise godl bilchis atzriches lishmue. Fakerti, he has more kashas, this is the stira from over here, and here shmer. Vareihu keloimet betchilem. Amir adikizach. So the Mokyeser brings us down from the Ramban, that by Tanakh, if you learned it once already, so that you can learn it, and you won't have too many difficulties. But by Gemara, there's no such thing The more you learn it, the more difficulties you'll encounter, the more kashas you'll have. So there's no such heta here. You have to be goylulit. There's no heta to be koyre. Motzo ksus, what if a person found a beged? Minara echad l'shloishim yoim. So he shakes out the beged once in 30 days. V'shoitcha l'tzoycha avoloi l'kvoidoi. He spreads it out for the tzoych ha-beged, avoloi l'kvoidoi. Kli kesef u kli nechoishes. What if he found a silver keli or a copper keli? Mishtamish b'hem l'tzochon. So he's mishtamish with them l'tzochon, avoloi l'shochekon. He should make sure he shouldn't, the shimush should not bring a shchike that should rub off from the beged. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, "B'tchila mash lomane shetzorch l'ashay shalvadam loyikra achimay lafishe zeh moishech etzloy v'zeh moishech etzloy." Each one is going to pull v'nikra and it's going to tear. Shoytcha l'tzorcha. You spread it out l'tzorcha lishleit bo aver shaloi tichla. That it shouldn't be nichla, that means again, if there won't be any yavo, be nichla v'yisachla, no ash, or moth should not eat it up. L'tzolchon, now it says, by kli kesef or kli nechoshes, mishtamish behen l'tzolchon, shemis apshin bekarke. That means like this. What's the l'tzolchon? You have to take it out of the karke, l'frokim, and to be mishtamish behen. Why? Because when they're in the karke, misapshin bekarke. So who told them to put it there in the karke lechatchila? Shetzoich lesitam bekarke, kedamrinan lekamo, shezu hi shmirosam, klikesa beklizov, elam shmir elo bekarke, so he has to bury it in the karke. So memele, so that's, or else he's called a pesheya. Lefichach, mishtamish bahem leprokim. So therefore he has to take it out of the karke leprokim and be mishtamish with it, that it should, that the karke should not have a detrimental effect on the klikes of a kli nechoshes. Avoloi leshochikon leishtamish bahem zman oruch, should make sure that the shimush should not last too long, she sheyishchoke, that will become rubbed out, that will be bishoychik the keli, that he shouldn't do. Zok the Mishnah weiter, kli zov u kli zechuches. What if he found kli zov u kli zechuches? So it seems he also does the same thing. He buries them. Lo yiga behen ad sheyovoi elio. Zot Rashi, lo yiga behem, zov eine misapish poretz. That means you don't have to take it out. The earth will not in any way affect the zov. Uschuchis, and if you'll take out the schuchis, shema yishover, so you leave it there. It says a very interesting loshen, ad sheyovoi elio. All of a sudden we're talking about ad sheyovoi elio. Why, actually, we're talking about a dove of sheyesh by simen. Somebody found something sheyesh by simen. Well, what is he? All of a sudden, he was speaking about Elio and Novi. I think actually, Elio was coming to tell us halacha. I couldn't be mevar of this. We had before in the Mishnah and Daf Chof Chesam at Beis, that means that it's oisa v'oichel, yasa v'oichel, so memela, you should keep it, you should be metapo with it. Ula oilom, so the Gemara asked, v'chiyad oilom, zoku gzeh letapo v'toireyach shmire, is machuyed keseda, to be metapo with this behime,
So the Mamar Shmuel ad Yud Beis Chodesh. Not till Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh, that after Yud Beis Chodesh, he sells it. He sells it or he buys it for himself. The Machlokes HaRishonim. But Al Kaponim, it's still Yud Beis Chodesh. After Yud Beis Chodesh, he's not Mechuyev to be metapel with. Is Lechayre, this din, we have over here, Motzak Tzus, and Naira Echad Lushloishim Yoim, Kli Kesev Kli Nechayshish, Mishtamish Pem Letzolcha. I mean, this is, we're putting a burden on the Moitzi Aveide. So, Dach Sechmir, you also have the same kasha. Loilam, I mean, how long is he going to do this? I mean, he's, so Lechayre, we also have the same Shia. The Shila Chayr is Ad Yud Beis Chaydish. Yud Beis Chaydish will sell it. He's not Mechuyiv to do this his whole life. That's why it says, Kli Zov, Kli Schuchis, Lo Yigabam, Etshevi, Leo, don't tell me, I'll sell it, I'll give him back the money. No. I know the Bailam won't come, he didn't come till now, Mustama, he'll never come. Let me sell it. No, don't sell it. Lo Yigabam, Etshevi, Leo. That means that you have no right to sell it, and forget, you have to keep this keli. Since it does not involve any shimush whatsoever, you put it into the karke b'zehu, so memela, nothing is being demanded from you, so memela, you leave it there, atshiyav eliyo. Motzo sak oikupe b'chol dovo sheindal, שאין דרכי ליטל, הרי זה לא ייטל. ענו הלוכם. That if a person found a sack or a kupe, and he himself, if it would be his sack or his kupe, he would not be mevaze himself to pick it up in the Rishus HaRam. So הרי זה לא ייטל. So just like for his own sack or kupe, He wouldn't be mevata himself, he'd be mevata on the money, bipnei kevoidoi. So the same thing, he's not mechuyev to be mevata himself for Yenem's money. He's not mechuyev to take. Let us see what Rashi says. She'ein darkoi litoil. It's not his derech to take. Dovor shegnai huloi. It's embarrassing. Sha'odam Khoshifu, Pay Dake Lito Kupe Shaloi, Lach Nisamina Chutzla Beishimo. He wouldn't take his own kupe into the house. It's Loyito, he's not Mukhiv to take this. U Potter mea Shabbas Abeide, it's Potter mea Shabbas Abeide, the Alfinim, maybe Salamto, that the Chiv of a Shabbas Abeide is not more Mukhiv on Yenim's money than he would do with his own money. So if he wouldn't do it for his own money, he's not mechuyev to be mevaz himself for Yenim's money. Zot the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, Hamoitzei Tfilin Beshuk. A person finds Tfilin, Shom Demeyem, so he figures out how much the tefillin are worth, u'meinichon la'alta. Now, there's a machloikis or yishoinim, the Rosh and Tav Chof Chesam at Beis brings down two mahalchim. We hear on Tav Chof Chesam at Beis that when you sell a pora or a chamoyer, so it says as follows, mikan ve'eilech, Shom de mayhem u meinicha. So Rashi learns pshat. Shom de mayhem. You figure out how much it's worth. Meichon. Rashi says you sell it. U meinich adomim etzloi. Really, there's three inyanim over here, and Rashi translates two. Rashi says meichon. Shom demayim. What's the shom demayim? So the Rosh learns that you have to sell it in Bezdin. That Bezdin should say that the price that you're selling it for is the correct price. You shouldn't sell it for a bargain.
So it's moichon al yidei ashuma bebezdin. That's shum, but you have to sell it. You cannot take it for yourself, al shat. Umeiniach hadomim etzloi. In the money you keep by yourself. Others want to say, meiniach hadomim etzloi means, like Rabbi Kiva, you leave the money by yourself, you're not allowed to use it. This paraisa holds like Rabbi Kiva. That is one mahalach in the Gemara, the way Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. The Rosh himself learns pshat as follows. Shom de mayhem, that means he does not have to sell it. He can evaluate how much the por and chamor are worth. Umeinichon, and he leaves the animal by him. That means now he can use the animal for himself. He can use the animal for himself. So we have a machlokes, umeinichon goes on the domim, umeinichon goes on the animal. And if you have to, so according to Rashi, you have to sell the animal als pshat. According to the Rosh, since this person is a Meshav Avedis, he's an Elach Yidi, so there's no shad over here, so he can take the animal for himself, and he just has to evaluate how much the animal is worth. That's we have a machloikus harishayim. Now let us come to this Gemara. Omar Shmuel hamoitzi tefillin bishuk. Shom de mayam menichon lauter. So he found tefillin. So the Rosh learned pshat in this Gemara. Shom de mayam, he figures out how much these tefillin are worth. Umeinichon lauter, he puts the tefillin al roisha. You can use the tefillin. I found a pair of tefillin, a new pair of tefillin. So menichon lauter, and they'll give Yene back the money, and he can take the tefillin for himself. That is according to the Rosh. According to Rashi, we'll have to say that you sell it and you leave the money by yourself. That's what you have to say. It's going on the Dhamma. But Al Koponim, however we learn Pshat, you don't have to keep it. You can sell it. Mosiv Ravine, Motzo Sforim, Koyrebem Echod Lushloishim Yoim. By Sforim it says, you keep it, and you make sure that it shouldn't get spoiled. Yeah, we may need a Likrais, Goylulon, in Shom Demeim Aminicham Loi. But there it doesn't say so. Why over there? You can do the same thing. You can avoid all this tichin, and either you'll sell it or you'll buy it for yourself. It doesn't say such a thing. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, we see a moire de kechilik bein zmaneinu v'zman chazal. Tfile bei bachovo mishkach shrichi. Tfile. What's a big deal to buy tefillin? Beba Chavi was a person who used to buy tefillin, sell tefillin. You go into the store, he has thousands and thousands of tefillin. So you found a new pair of tefillin, so you just find out how much it's worth. You take it for yourself. You wanted a new pair of tefillin. And then the one who lost, it'll go and get another pair of tefillin. I mean, what's the big deal? There's an abundance of tefillin. Not like Bismanein, we have this Sefer Meyuchet, who wrote the tefillin, it took him 2 years to wrote, with Mudah de Kapata, and thus, and until you get it, and thus, you have to have Bisman Chazal, there was no problem at all. You were able to get tefillin, it wasn't a difficult affair, and then the person who lost it, there's no yichis to... There's no yichis to keep these tefillin. So bebeile, so you're allowed to either sell them or take them for yourself. But sforim, sforim lo yishrichi. Sforim is not, you'll take the sforim for yourself till you get other sforim. This is a difficult affair. Sforim were not shchichi, and memele, so
Therefore, you have to make sure that you don't get back his svarim. It's either gets back the svarim, we won't have svarim. Zut Rashi, they bachavu bebeis pliny aisat filin matzuyin limocha v'yachse v'yikdem in adomim. So you'll give him back the money and he'll go buy another pair. What's the big deal? Tana Rabbono, Hashoyu Sefer Torah Mechaveroi, Areze lo yashilenu la'achem. We have a few halachas. A person borrows a Sefer Torah, Areze lo yashilenu la'achem, he shouldn't lend it to someone else. Number one. Poishchoi v'koyre boy, then it says poishchoi v'koyre boy, ובלבד שלא ילמד בי בתחילה, ולא יקרא אחרים. וכן המפקיד ספר תורה אצל חברו, גוילו לוי כל שניים עושה חודש, פויסחוי וקוירי בוי, אם בשבילוי פוסחו עושה. So this is very unclear, and the Gemara is going to explain this. First it says, Paischei v'koirei boi, then in b'shvilei paschei osa. Sumches oimer, Sumches differentiates between a new Sefer Torah and an old Sefer Torah. V'chodosh shloishim yoim, v'yosham shneim osa chodesh. Rabbeleza ben Yaakov Oima, echad zeh, shneim osa chodesh. There's no difference between a chodosh and a yosh. Fine. Now the Gemara is going to start explaining this parais. Oma mar, asher yosefer teir mechaveroi, harei zeh lo yashilenu la'achem. You're not allowed to lend it to someone else. You borrowed it, so it was lent to you. But you're not allowed to lend it to someone else. Like the Gemara, Ma'iri is Sefer Torah. Why dafke by a Sefer Torah? Afilu kol milinami. Everything is not dafke Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to lend. Whatever you borrow, you're not allowed to lend. The Omar Rav Shimon ben Lokish, Kan Shona Rebbe, Ein Ashoyel Rashoy Lahashu, Ein Asoycha Rashoy Lahaskir. So, Mamelis, why does it mention Dafke by a Sefer Torah? And for the Gemara, Sefer Torah, it's Trichelei. Mahu the Taimenech Leilinish, the Tevet Mitzvah B'mamoinoim. Tamash Melon, that no. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Goyleloi Bechol Shnei Mosa Chodesh, Parmachas. In bishvilei paschoi, kulei meforish lekamei. Like the Gemara, my irye sefer, shuhu noyech lehiskalko betishti shukriye. Why did he say dafka sefer, you're not allowed to lend? Kan shone rebi miseches gitten nam, hasheleyach get peretz Yisroel, if a person sent a get peretz Yisroel, הרי זה משל חוי ביד האחר, so the שליח can send it with another שליח. That means it's a din שליח, או איזה שליח. Reuven made Shimon a שליח to bring the get. Shimon can make Levi a שליח, הרי זה משל חוי ביד האחר. ואם אומר לו, but if Reuven told Shimon, I'm making you a שליח to give over the get, but I want you to do something else. Tul chayfetz pleine heimeno. Take, you give her the get, but take back something from her. Then lo yishalchenu biyad acher. Then lo yishalchenu biyad acher. Shein ritzoynei shepikdoynei biyad acher. That means that I want you to take it back. I don't trust someone else to hold back this pikodin. Shein ritzoynei shepikdoynei biyad acher. For Omar Ishlokish Allah, Kan Shona Rebbe Bimishnezu, Lumadno Rebbe, Shes Sosa Mamishnais, Ein Hashoil Rashoi Lahashoi. the bekulu shayach lemeima in retzoni shepikdoini biyadacha. That means over here is a bigger chiddush. He's not a shoyl, he's not a soicha. He just asked him, bring me back the scheifetz. Va'af al pikein, there's a klal, ein retzoyne shepikdoyne biyadacha. So if I givis a shoyl or a soicha, if he lent me, so zicha, there's a cheshbon, I'm letting you use my thing, I don't want someone else to use my thing. Yeah. So the Gemara says, that's 100% true. That's by all chafetzim. So the Gemara says, yeah, but I would think a Sefer Torah is unique. That zicha, there's a cheshbon that it might get torn, it might get netashtish toisiyas, but I would think there's a cheshbon nichalei le'inish tetebed mitzvah b'mamaynoi. And Al Kaponim, he lent Reuven lent Shimon a Sefer Torah, so he zicher will not be makbid if Shimon will lend it to Levi, because we have a klal nichalei linish that have a mitzvah b'mamoyne, kamash malon, not by sforim. That is pshat nagemore, and this is the makir. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If I come into a shul and I need a talis, so I'm permitted to take Yenim's talis, als the cheshbon of nichalei linish lemevet mitzvah b'mamoyne. There's no him if the, we found it folded, you have to. There are tnoyim, one has to be mekayim, but if these mekayim, these tnoyim, we have a klal, nichalei linish lemevet mitzvah mamayne, without permission. I assume the zicha nichusa that he lets me take his talis and his tefillin. But it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but a seifa you're not allowed to take, because a seifa is mak, but a seifa becomes niskalkel, a seifa might get torn, and so Memele, there's note in the Mekor is this Gemara, that even though there's a klal, Nichle Linishtev and Mitzvah Moine, is, but not by Sfora. I saw the Piske Juvish brings down, could be Bizmanenu, could be the Zamokim to be Mako, there's an abundance of Sforim. So Memele, could be I have this Nichusa also, by Svarim also, to take someone Siddur, to look into someone safer. Mr. Bruno does not bring this down, but the Biskichuvi brings down Mekila. There's a very interesting kasha that in Muki Yosef asks. We started off the Gemara Amar Shmuel, Amoitzi Tfilin Bishuk, Shom demeim umenicha. So he found tefillin. Shom menayim. So he, according to the Rosh, we said he evaluates how much that tefillin is. Menicha mal roisha. Umenicha mal roisha. So that means he buys it for himself. And then the menicha mal roisha. Abo buys the chois. If I'm not interested in buying it for myself, it's not menicha mal roisha. If you learn a menicha means menicha mal roisha, I nechalei linish lemevet mitzvah b'mamayna. Muki Yosef sakash, amir dikekashe. Here we say that besides svarim, svarim is this special akpode because they get ruined quickly. But like this, there's a din, and nechalei linish lemevet mitzvah b'mamayna. And here it says shom demeyem umeinicham alroisha. If you learn menicha means alroisha. So I saw the Dvayaki brings down a shach. This whole halacha, that nichalei le'inish le'mevet mitzvah b'mamoyne, means the akhoi. That means I come into shul, I forgot my talis, and thus. But don't make it a habit. there's no such klal every day. I'm not going to buy a talis. He has a very nice talis. Every day I'm coming, use his talis, finished. A lady. There's no such thing. The whole heter is only a heter ba'akroi. So here it says, that means you can wear them already. So that you need a din of shom demeyim. Without shom demeyim, it is not permissible. Now, let's go a little further. Poischoi v'koichbay. Now, we hear there a baraisa. The baraisa said, Hashoyel sefer Torah mechaveiroi, Areza lo yeshilenu la'achel, Poischoi v'koichbay boy. Nis poischoi v'koichbay boy. Frek de gemorem, Pshite, Bela lamai shayli minei. So what's the chiddush poischoi v'koichbay boy? I borrowed it from you to learn in. So what's the chiddush poischoi v'koichbay boy? So the Gemara says, seife itzrichalei. That means there's a mutual understanding that it was lent to you only if v'layumet by betchile. It's explaining that when a person borrows a seife toirem, so it's coming to tell us the Gidrei Ashaila. That's right, you borrowed it to be Koira boy, but there's to know him how to be Koira. Seif it's Trichalei. Ubelvad Shula Yilmeid boy Betchil. Fine. So that is the first Paraisa. The first Paraisa, we had a person borrow the Seifa Toira. So we have here a few halachas. Number one, you shouldn't lend it to someone else. And I don't assume nichel eilin yishlam evad mitzvah b'mamayne. And number two, even though I borrowed it to learn in it, to be kairah boy, but there's halachas how to be kairah. Shleim it by betchila, lo yikra acharim boy. Fine. Now, we had a second baraisa. V'chein ha-mafkit sefer teira itzol ha-beiroi. Goyle loy koshnei mosa chaydish, poischei v'koyre boy, im vishvilei poschei osa. Now we'll see what this paraisa is speaking about. Yeah, so the Gemara goes, v'chein amas mafkit sefer teire eitzol chaveiroi, goyle loy koshnei mosa chaydish, poischei v'koyre boy. Now let us see, there's a murdika machlokes here, Rashi and Rashba. But let's see first how Rashi learns pshat. Mai avidete gabei. So Rashi says, mai avidete gabei. Kosal kedaitoch, letzolchoi koma. That poischoi v'koirei boi letzolchoi. Lei letzoich seifa teire. Ta letzoich seifa teire tonelei goylelei koshnei mosa chaydish. That's where we start. Amafkit seifa teire tzachavere. Goylelei koshnei mosa chaydish. Fine. That's the tzorch seifa teire. Now poischoi v'koirei boi. So the Gemara held. Now it says, I can lean in it. Al tzorch seifa teire tz goylelei. Lahochi pachinen mayavidite. To gabbe sefer teure likres boy. Mayavidite dahai gabbe sefer teure likres boy. What right does he have to lane the sefer teure? Letzoire chatzmai. It's a pikodon. And then first we said, goyle loy koshnei masachodish. Fine, that's good. But what right does he have to lane in it? Number one. That's one kash. So Rashi learns pshat de kasha, mayavidite gabei, what right does he have to learn in it? Visu, kasha number two, it says further in bishvilei poscha also, then it says that if he opened it up for himself, it's also, ha'amrit poischa v'kairaboy. So this is contradictory. First you say poischa v'kairaboy. I didn't understand why. But why is it Paisrei v'Koirei boy? And now,
So then you said that he's not allowed to be Kairabai. I'm with Paisra be Kairabai. So he come out, so the Gemara says no. This is a continuation from before. We said Gailaloi Koshneima Sachidesh. We said Gailaloi Koshneima Sachidesh. That's what we said. Im shu Gailaloi Paisrai be Kairabai. Mutter, if Bishas when he is Gailal, it's Paisrei Vekairei by Mutter, Im Bishviloi Paschai Osa. But if it was Paiseach only for himself, so then this is Osa. Let us see Rashi. Im Kshu Gailaloi. Lahanoa Seife Teire Paschai Bekara by Mutter. So this is how Rashi learns Pshat. In the Gemara, so the Gemara, it says here by a pekodin two halachas. One halacha it says goyloi kol shnei masachidish by a pekodin. In that the Gemara had no problems whatsoever. Goyloi, you have to be goylo; it shouldn't become the sapish. Then we have a new problem. First it says. So the kash was, what right does he have to be paisech bekeire boy? It's a pekodin. What right does he have to do? My vidite kabei, that was Rashi's kash. And now he said paisech bekeire boy. It says in Mishvilei Poschei also, you're not allowed to be paisech bekeire boy. So the man said, no, it's saying when he's goylulit, if he wants to be keire boy also, then it's mutter. In Bishvilei Poschei, only for himself, it's awesome. That is how the Gemara, that's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Baraisa. There's a Moyodike Rashbe. The Rashbe learns a different Pshat, a Moyodike Pshat in the Gemara. According to Rashi, the Goyloloi was Bechlau no problem. It's a shame, you have to be Goylo. The Rashbe says, my Avitike te Gabei, Lama Gailaloi. Why is he Gailo? The Sefer. He got a pekodin. So it says Gailaloi. He's Gailalit once in Yud Beis Chodesh. Kol Shnei Mosa Chodesh. Frek the Gemara. Mai Avidit Gabei. Lama Gailaloi. Why is he Gailo? The Sefer Teire. The Kasalke Daitoch. The Chayev Le Gailaloi. He's Chayev to be Gailalit. Just like we hear, if a person finds an abeide, he's chayiv to be goylo. So by a pekodin, he's also chayiv to be goylo. I'm a chayiv to be goylo. Lom em a chayiv and I say ligloi. Yovoi bala pekodin v'yiglo l'shaloi. I found the Veda. He doesn't know where it is. So never listen. Let's look at facts of life. If nothing will be done with the Sefer, it's going to become the Sapish. So there is the din. Goyloloi. You have to be Goyloloi. But here he gave me a Pekot. Now you're afraid that it might become the Sapish? So let the Bala Veda come and be Goyloloi. Yavi bala pekodin v'yigla les shaloi. V'yimein ay oise kain, and if he doesn't come, aveda midasi. It's aveda midas. So, that was the first kash of the Gemara. Uporkina. So the Gemara answers a Moira de Kizach, the lav lehischayev bigli losay koma. He's not mechuyiv to. 100%. There's no chiyuv anashayma bekodin to be goylulin. That's not my job. I have a job to be a shayma. Elohochi koma, im rotzo le goyluloi, verotzo likres boy koshu goyluloi mutter. It's telling us a heter, not a chiyuv. If he wants to be goylulit, not someone say wants to have exercise, and he wants to lane it, he wants to lane it really. So like this, he's not allowed to lane it. He wants to be goylulit, and bishas glila, he wants to lane it, So Mamela, then he has a heta kriya. So that is pshat in the Baraisa. Sumchis oima, now Sumchis differentiates between a new Sefer Torah and an old Sefer Torah. Sumchis oima b'chodo shloishim yoim, v'yoshin shnei mosa chedish. Rabelezer ben Yaakov oima echad zeh shnei mosa chedish. In fact, the Gemara Rabelezer ben Yaakov heinu tana kama, who also did not differentiate between a chodesh and yoshin. Elaima Rabelezer ben Yaakov oima echad zeh v'echad zeh, Shloishim Yoim. That means that he holds that the whole thing is, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said there's no difference between a Chodesh and Yoshim. Just like Sumchus is Machadish by a Chodesh, is a din Shloishim Yoim, who a din by a Yoshim. What does Rashi say? Bechodosh Shloishim Yoim, a Chodesh memayel is apesh min a Yoshim. Eimo echot ze be echot ze shloishim yoim. Umas nisin nami, the ktoni, the Mishnah that says, koirebem achas le shloishim yoim. Vloi mavlig ben yoshan le chodosh, Rabbeleza ben Yaakov. So our Mishnah is going according to Rabbeleza ben Yaakov.